The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
This segment on The Blitz is brought to you by Texas Mattress Makers. The Blitz Rewind starts now.
Hey, can I just say that how impressed I am with the little stuff that the Jaguars keep doing?
Such as
Cody Kessler is a backup quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Or almost nothing. You've talked about how much you like him. That's a really good backup quarterback for them to pick up for basically a seventh round pick.
I wouldn't have been mad if the Texans did that.
Oh, I wouldn't have either.
It's weird to say this. He never got a fair shake in Cleveland, but he really didn't.
I think that's a really good under the radar, smart move by a team that keeps making smart moves. If everybody played to their average MLB season, this is the best Astros team they've ever had going into the season. Doesn't mean they're going to win. You make a case they have the best rotation in baseball. They've certainly got one of the best lineups in baseball. The bullpen's better. And I know that they've had some great teams in the past. And we talked to Phil Garner yesterday.
Yeah, that 2004 team would be the one that I'd put in the conversation with them.
When a kid like Kyle Tucker is not even a thought to make the roster, yeah, that's a pretty good sign.
Yeah.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Fred, AJ, and Yuval.
Well, we don't have Yuval yet, so we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN, your number 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, lots of good stuff. And just want to point out that we have a story up on Sports Map on the Astros opener today. So if you want to jump in there, there's all kinds of good stuff today. I mean, there's always great stuff on Sports Map, but we have a recap of the game. We have Barry Laminack went and looked at every single MLB team and did his predictions. John Granato did thoughts and prayers on the whole concept of thoughts and prayers. He's sort of with you on that. That's all available at sportsmap.com. My Bean War from yesterday is still on there. Lots of good stuff. Go check it out. Sportsmap.com. We welcome in our Sportsmap 94.1 listeners. And because we like you, we're going to give something to you guys. You need to be free Friday night. You need to be looking to go and, drink 50-cent beer. Maybe win some money. Get free food. How about a 4-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park? Hang out with me in the specially ESPN section this Friday night from 7 until 9. Don't forget about the special suite packages starting at just $2.99. Comes with food and beverages. Get all the info and tickets at shrp.com. We'll take caller 20. You're going to be hanging out Friday night. Make sure you're available. Don't take the tickets if you don't want them. It's opening night at Quarter Horses, 713-780-3776. Yuval, hopefully, will be joining us shortly. Speaking of horses, Alex asked any thoughts on the Florida Derby. I do have some thoughts on the Florida Derby, the Dubai World Cup, all that stuff. I will either talk about it tomorrow or post it somewhere. But, yeah, I don't have,
You're not ready for that yet.
No, I mean, I've kind of, frankly, I think the Florida Derby is pretty weak this year. I think it's not a big field. I don't know if there's much money to be made there, but I do think with a couple of the Dubai races and some of the undercard races, there might be, but I haven't. I'll try to look at that tomorrow. I mean, I had to do 3 days worth of quarter horse picks for Sam Houston. So that's kind of been my focus on the horse end, and had some meetings and stuff today to deal with. So I've looked at it. I have some opinions, but I haven't been able to put them together, but I will. All right. So you want to talk about Lance's mock draft?
While sure.
You're on Yuval to show up. This is his 3.0 version. And no shock, Sam Darnold won to the Browns. Saquon Barkley to your beloved New York Giants.
Man. Okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. Okay. I would have thought after you traded Mr. Fingers that maybe Bradley Chubb would be your guy there.
Yeah.
But now they're going with Saquon Barkley. The Jets at 3. Josh Rosen.
Not a surprise.
The Browns at 4 get Bradley Chubb.
I feel like if you get Sam Darnold and Bradley Chubb, it's a pretty good haul.
It's a good day. It's a good day for the Cleveland Browns. as Frank Langella said in draft day. We had a good day. At five, he has your Bills trading up.
Oh, no.
And
I already know what name you're going to say if that's the case, and I'm not happy about
yes,
it.
Yes, it is. Josh Allen.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Tremaine Edwards, linebacker to the Colts at six. Denzel Ward at seven to the Bucks. Quentin Nelson at eight to the Bears. That would be a good pick for them.
Good value.
Slid there, yeah. Roquan Smith to the Niners at nine.
All right. I like it.
I don't know if it's Vita Vea or Vita Vea.
I think it's Vita Vea.
Yeah. He's to the Raiders at 10.
Okay.
Kid from Washington. Baker Mayfield to your beloved Miami Dolphins at number 11.
My beloved.
Yeah. There's a guy can go in and battle with...
can you imagine Baker Tannehill Mayfield versus and Ryan Mayfield. Tannehill, two of the most likable guys out there on the same team, battling each other? Who do you cheer for?
I cheer for Kirk Cousins. At number 12, Mike McClinchy, Notre Dame to the Broncos. That would be a good pick for the Broncos at 12. Derwin James, safety to the Redskins at 13. How about this? Remember when Minka Fitzpatrick was supposed to be a top five pick?
Top five guy, yeah.
14th to the Packers.
I think that's good value.
It's great value, yeah. At 15 to the Cardinals, Mike Hughes, cornerback from UCF.
Okay.
16 to the Ravens, Colton Miller, UCLA. Well, we're seeing a lot of tackles go not named Brown from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Deron Payne, 17 to the Chargers. Marcus Davenport, 18 to the Seahawks.
I like him. It's a small school guy, but I like what I've seen of the film of that guy. He looks pretty good.
He'd be a pretty good Seahawk, and that's where he has him going. 19, Taven Bryan, defensive tackle to the Cowboys. 20, Harold Landry, defensive end to the Lions.
Okay.
21 to the Bengals, Will Hernandez, offensive guard from UTEP. UTEP was really, really bad this year.
They were.
Probably the only guy on that roster that was worth it in. 22 to the Broncos, Jair Alexander from Louisville. A guy that a lot of people are talking about, and it would make sense if he went to the Rams at 23 and became a star, Leighton Vander Esch.
Yeah, he looks like a nice player.
How about this? If you're the Panthers and you're sitting there at pick 24, not a receiver off the board yet, and Calvin Ridley is there for you.
That's unbelievable that Calvin Ridley's people aren't that interested in him. I think he's ready to play.
25, Hayden Hurst, tight end to the Tennessee Titans, which I know Titan fan got all over Lance for that.
They don't like that?
Apparently not.
Okay.
Maurice Hurst of Michigan, 26 to the Falcons. Mike Gesicki, tight end Penn State to the Saints. 28th to the Steelers, Rashawn Evans.
Ooh, I like him.
That'd be a good pick at 28.
I like him.
29, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Lamar Jackson, quarterback Louisville.
All right. Good luck with that.
At 30, the Vikings select Isaiah Wynn, offensive guard from Georgia. At 31, the Patriots select Justin Reed, safety from Stanford. And at 32, your Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles, select Darius Geis.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't they already have like 27 running
backs?
That's
what I was going to say. They got a handful of them.
But I'll tell you what. I'd rather have Darius Geis at 32 than Saquon Barkley at 2.
I'm with you.
In my humble opinion.
I don't like these. I don't like that, you know, high first round running back.
I'll tell you right now, I would, and if Saquon Barkley goes on to the Hall of Fame, and you guys can all call me idiots, which you do anyway, I would rather have Sony Michel in the second round than Saquon Barkley in the top five. Yeah. I think you're going to get a better running back.
I don't know if you'll get a better running back, but you definitely get a better
Get better value, but I think he's got a chance. That's my bold take for the day. I think he's got a chance to be better than Saquon Barkley.
The way things are going now, teams, you know, remember back in the day when teams would try to trade out of the late 30s into the second round because they could get a cheaper guy.
Yeah.
Now they want to trade up into that first round so they can get an extra year of that guy. Like, they'd rather pay more and have more control.
Yeah, but it's not because it's not that much more money.
Right. So it's funny how that's happened, but yeah, I still don't get that. I'm with you. Sony Michel is available in round two. To me,
if people forget that he split time, I think if that guy could be a featured back, he can play on third down. He's explosive. He's elusive. I really, really like him for somebody. And
I just think there's a lot. I think there's a lot of running backs.
There are some good ones.
I think, and Sony Michel's great. But, I think Nick Chubb's great too. And you can, I mean, if you can get those guys in the second or third round,
and I think you will.
Ronald Jones from USC, I think, is very good. Kerryon Johnson from Auburn?
Yeah, that's another
very
guy.
Good.
That's another guy that, and I'm thinking one of those guys is going to slip to the Texans, and they would be smart to take.
I'd be happy with that.
Kerryon Johnson's another guy I like a lot. Also a very versatile back.
Yep.
And those guys who played in the SEC that didn't play at Alabama and did well, I'm always a fan of. Here's a name though that I'm intrigued by because he had a bad combine, but I think Orlando Brown's a pretty good player.
Yeah, teams don't like it. He's slow. I mean, he's one of those guys who, I mean, he's not going to measure well because he's kind of a, when you look at him, he looks kind of like a sloppy guy.
Yeah.
He's not very athletic, but on film, that dude balls.
If he starts slipping into mid second round and I'm the Texans, I try to trade him.
I'm with you
because that would be a guy that I think, and you know what? He might not be a great pro, but boy, watching him on the field, he sure looks like he can play. And I would love to see them do that. But, you know, we'll see. We'll ask Lance about that on Monday.
I wonder what it would take for them to move up.
Next year's number two that they acquired from the Seahawks.
Okay.
And probably a four.
So, yeah.
I'd do that.
So just a two and a four you think will get them there?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you're trading a two for a two.
Right. But it depends on where who wants it now.
Well, but a lot of teams, like if the guy they want is gone and they can get another pick next year, they'll do it.
I bet they would trade next year's two and probably a three from this year since they've got multiples.
Maybe, yeah, like the last three, the compensatory three, which I guess you can trade now. I bet.
Which, by the way, I'd trade all three of those threes. I don't care about any of those. They're going to blow them anyway.
Well, it's the Texans. You know? But if I were, you know, if I'm a team that's sitting there middle of the second round, the guy I want is gone. And I'm a little weak in next year's draft because I traded up for somebody and used some picks. I would take a two next year and a four.
Yeah.
And if you're the Texans, you do that. You got a guy who might be your starting left tackle. Boom. Everybody's happy. So.
Who's running down the hall? Not Yuval, huh?
I guess not.
I don't know. I was told he's on his way.
Uh-oh. I think he's not coming. I think he's standing us up. He would never do that, right?
No, I don't think he would.
Okay.
Fosh says, I'm guessing you guys didn't see Lamar Jackson's pro day. Mike Mayock is all in on him.
Cool. Have him.
I
didn't see his pro day. You know what I saw? I saw a lot of his games.
Well,
and there's obviously some athleticism to love. He's a more athletic version of Deshaun Watson. But he's also, his accuracy is to me, it's a non-start for me, especially in the first round. I don't want a quarterback who's that inaccurate.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure there's a lot of upside to him, and if he gets with the right coach, maybe you can fix those things. I'm not looking to have that big of a project in the first round. No thanks.
It's a lesser Michael Vick.
Michael
Vick was a lot more talented.
Well, Michael Vick also was the number one overall pick.
Lesser than Blake Bortles?
I don't know. See, I don't think so. I mean, he's more athletic than Blake Bortles, but
I'm just messing with you.
I don't know what Lamar Jackson is. I just know for me, he's not a first round quarterback.
Lance had a lot of interesting things to say about him on the show this morning. I was listening in that he will make some explosive plays for you.
For sure.
And, you know, again, the right team, right fit, that might be good. All right. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz here on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. Jong, any word on Yuval?
No update.
Okay. I wonder if he just forgot. He gets busy. The man works his butt
off. He's a busy man.
He is. All right, I'm going to do another giveaway for you guys. Another four-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park. Hang out with me in the special ESPN section this Friday night from 7 until 9. 50-cent beer night. Don't forget about the special suite packages starting at just $2.99. That comes with food and beverages. That's a hell of a deal if you haven't had an opportunity to do that. And get all the info and tickets at shrp.com. We'll take caller 17. Be hanging out Friday night. Free food. The boss asked about Mason Rudolph.
I think he's a second-round guy, but he's one of those guys I could also see somebody trying to jump up into the first round to get late, like in the 29 to 32 range.
How many teams are really going to be in the market for quarterbacks now? I mean, almost everybody went out and got one. Like, and if you're the
Most of these teams, the Bills went and got A.J. McCarron.
But they're going to still be in the market.
No one's looking at Case Keenum as like a long-term solution, apparently.
But is Paxton Lynch your long-term solution at this stage? I don't know. I mean, if you decide that, hey, we need to give him another year as a backup, see how he develops. See the big lead did the 10 best gambling scenes of all time in movies?
No.
I have to say, damn good list.
Where's the last hand in Rounders?
Number one.
I figured.
Yeah, if you didn't have that number one, then you're stupid. Then your list means nothing. The white men can't jump scene of Hustling Ray was number two, which is a good one. Cincinnati Kid. They have Casino Royale up there, but I thought that was such a ridiculously... that hand was just... I mean, that's not even...
It's too absurd.
Yeah, it's not even a Poker Stars thing. And then, of course, Tombstone had a bunch of them. You could take five of them from Tombstone and put them in there.
Go through this list of teams, and you tell me if you think they need a quarterback in this draft.
Okay.
Browns, obviously, yes, right?
Yes.
Broncos?
I think it's iffy as to whether they need one, but they would be a candidate for a Mason Rudolph type. Although, are you really better off with that than another year with Paxton Lynch, who you put in the first round?
I don't know.
So I don't know if they're really in the market. I think they might want to go with this group for one more year.
Jets?
Definitely.
Arizona Cardinals?
Probably. I mean, I know they say, oh, we think Sam Bradford's a long-term answer. He can't stay healthy.
Yeah.
He's not long-term anything.
The lowly Bills?
Yeah.
Minnesota?
I don't think so.
I mean, they're going to have to draft at least a backup, right?
No, they traded for Trevor Siemian.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they don't need a quarterback.
What about Jacksonville?
I think, while I find that Lamar Jackson thing intriguing, I also feel like, no. I mean, I think you've committed to Bortles. You got Kessler as your backup. If somebody slips to you a second or third round that you like, yeah, but I don't think you're necessarily in the market at this stage.
Okay, here's some teams maybe for the future. The Giants.
Definitely. I think if the right guy's there. But they invested a fairly high pick in Davis Webb last year, as I recall.
Pittsburgh.
Yes, I think you need to look to the future here.
Chargers.
Same thing. Yeah.
It's that time.
Yeah. Those are all teams that I could see taking Mason Rudolph in the first round.
Yeah. Oh, and all three of those teams have a quarterback they were all taken in the same year.
Yeah. So it makes sense.
So, yeah, there was one more quarterback taken in the first round of that draft. Do you remember who it was?
I do not.
Bills?
Played at Tulane.
Oh, was that J.P. Lossman?
J.P. Lossman. J.P. Lossman's been out of the league forever. Those other three guys, we're still talking about them.
Yeah, they worked out.
Yeah. J.P. Lossman.
Mott says, where the
others? And if you ask J.P. Lossman, he was better than all three of those guys.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure.
What'd you think about that when they did that, though?
Oh, I hated it. I hated it. You crazy?
Somebody asked about the poker scene from the Sting. That's on that list, too, yeah. It's on the big lead if you want to go check it out. But I would just say, and then Caddyshack is on there. There's a good scene there. But Like I said, if you're not, if you don't have the Rounders last seen on there, number one, then it's meaningless.
Yeah.
Lamont asks, late, what are the odds? What are the odds we see Rick Smith in a Texan home game this year? You know when Rick Smith will show up? When the Texans are like 6-1 or something. If they get off to a great start and they're looking really good, I bet you'll see him sitting up there next to McNair. It's like, remember who put this team together?
Mike, talking about us reading Lance's draft. Reading a list radio. Wow, y'all are so innovative. Bunch of clowns. What is the number to call in? You never say it.
Okay, feel free to not listen.
It's pretty simple, Mike.
Did he include me on that?
Yeah.
I must have him muted because I didn't get it. So,
again, you probably do have him muted.
Well, yeah, if you're a dumb like that, who's just going to say, oh, yeah, you guys are clowns. I probably muted you a long time ago. So, all right, Yuval's in the house. I saw him. He was in there with Jong.
Yeah, he asked me if he had to sit in there in between you two idiots. That's what he said.
Yes, he does. Boy. Clowns. We're clowns, not idiots.
Well, he said idiots, so.
Well, quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. That's the state of my state of my state of my head.
That's the state of my state of my state of my head. Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz and very happy to be joined by one of the biggest stars in the city. He's the man behind Texas Mattress Makers and always one of the more entertaining guys to ever come on the show, our buddy Yuval. Who's going to announce the winner of our Win a Bed with Fred contest. But first, you really wanted to do this whole interview in Hebrew?
Of course. Why not?
Okay. It's about
time. Mostly because no one else here understands it.
Well, I can do it in French.
No one understands that.
Spanish?
No.
Arabic?
No. Fred
Chinese?
Fred might understand Arabic.
No, I understand a little more Spanish than anything.
Zhang speaks Chinese.
Okay. Well, we'll skip that part and let's get on with the show. Okay.
What's going on with you, man? You're just selling mattresses, huh? That's it?
We're selling mattresses. You know, the last time I was with you, I think we spoke about us being on the billion-dollar buyer with Tillman Fertitta.
Yeah.
That was a very very nice show. We did really well.
Did he try to buy you?
No, nobody can buy me. I'm beyond buying.
Yeah, I think you're too big for that. You could be buying them.
I don't know how big I am, but, you know, certain things you should not sell. Such as that hat that you're wearing. It's not very good. But anyway.
It covers up part of my face. That's the important thing.
Thank God. Right?
Agreed.
Okay.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Especially since we got these cameras in here now. See, I do this, and people can't tell that I'm a hideous beast.
And I'm supposed to comment on that?
Yeah, well,
we all know.
Yeah, we all know. That's the thing. You don't have to comment.
Well, thank God you're doing radio, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. That's why I do TV, you know, so I can be around pretty people. Well, now, do you want to talk a little
I want to talk about the contest. I want to talk about Get in Bed with Fred.
Okay.
That's not what it was called.
No, it is what it's called. It's Get in Bed with Fred, and let me explain how it works. Fred is, how tall are you, by the way?
6'3".
6'3", and he weighs approximately 222 pounds.
No, I'm about closer to 235.
Shut up,
right,
Fred,
now.
I'm talking. Now, 222 pounds. 6'3". Mm-hmm. So when he will lay in bed next to the contestant that won, I want you to pay attention. Okay. Whoever wins has to lay next to Fred in bed, right?
Not on top of Fred?
No, because I want to see the buoyancy underneath the other person.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. So that's the contest, correct? Fred, I'm talking to you.
Well,
Fred, pay attention.
That's not what I agreed to, but that's and I'm flattered that you think I'm only 220 right now, but yeah, it's closer to 235.
I thought that was very generous.
Really? You're still at the 235, 220?
Yes. It's a long story.
The boy is slow.
He's very sensitive about his weight.
Not really. I had to get on some medication for some health problems I have, and that put like a bunch of weight on right off, and now I've lost that, so now I'm trying to lose more.
And you look healthier. You got a nicer color.
I quit smoking.
No, I'm being sincere now.
I quit smoking, and I've been eating a lot better and not drinking as much. So I'm trying. It's just not coming off as fast as I'd hope.
It's okay. You'll come to the factory at Texas Mattress Makers between the month of June and August. We guarantee that you will lose 25 pounds per week, only being in the environment that it is extremely conducive to losing weight. It's called sweating your rear off.
Yeah, I've been there during the summer. It can get pretty warm in there. You guys work your butts off, too. I say that.
Yeah, we do. We actually go to work to work.
How's the new Katie store working out?
The Katie store, which actually was the last time I saw you gentlemen.
That's right.
Is phenomenal. I mean, we're doing really well. The folks in Katy, which is kind of interesting, it's a different kind of clientele than we have in Houston, which I would have never thought of because we're so large. We think that Houston, Katy, everything is one bundle, right? Wrong. Katy customer is a different type of a person. I mean, this in a good way, not in a bad way. And the store is really doing well. And Lax, the manager there, who is phenomenal, this is the only compliment I'll give him in public because then he gets a fat head and I have to hit him. But besides that fact, you know, we're doing really, really well. I'm very appreciative of the clientele that we're getting in Katy. It's really well.
Well, I'm glad to hear that it's working out because so many of those communities like Katy, man, they don't leave Katy.
No.
And even to get the great deal that they would get if they came to Navigation, they're not going to do it. But they'll go to the store in Katy.
Right. But as you well know, we're totally different than other mattress stores, right?
Absolutely.
We approach things differently.
Well, yeah, for one thing, you actually make them and you know what you're doing and you use quality and you don't try to gouge people. You try to put people on the best mattress for them, no matter what, you know, whatever the price point is. You're trying to find the best sleep for them, and they're already saving a bunch of money because they're not paying retail prices.
Exactly. And the lucky winner, which you will tell me in a minute quietly so I can announce it, will actually be able to go through that very nice experience. And I mean that sincerely. Most people, you know, come in there with an attitude, who the hell needs a bed? And I don't want to do this, right? But they come out and they really feel They're happy. They're very happy with the experience.
Well, and that's something I learned from you when I first met you is I never thought about when I buy a mattress. I just go, okay, I need a mattress. And, you know, once I went there and went through, you're asking me to get on these mattresses and say, okay, which one fits? And then you're picking the mattress out that fits because you know how I'm sleeping when I get on there. I got to tell you, it made all the difference in the world. I mean, it really does. And now I realize that I spent most of my life not thinking anything about how I was sleeping. And, I mean, it's been a game changer for me.
No, I mean, first of all, thank you for saying that. I mean, sincerely, thank you. But for everybody that's listening, I'm sure that if you kind of concentrate on what I'm saying, you'll see that what I'm going to tell you is true. The last time you bought a mattress, you went to a mattress store. Here was your attitude. What was the size that you needed? You told the salesperson. What was the feel? Firm, soft? You told the salesperson. And then he showed you whatever it is that you wanted him to show you. At which time you decided which mattress you're going to buy, and you prayed that it's going to be the least amount of dollars that you will ever spend because it's not important. Fact. One third of your life you're going to sleep on a bed. It is more detrimental to your good health than you will ever know. And there are 36% of the population in this city today that are sleep deprived. Fact. Sleep deprived. Okay? And no one knows what you just said. What is a good night's sleep versus a bad night's sleep? They cannot differentiate the difference because they don't know. And there's nothing in the internet, nothing anywhere that will teach you that unless, and I mean that sincerely, I'm very proud of it also, unless you come to Texas Mattress Makers. We're the only ones that can fit you in a bed that will belong to you. Not what I want to sell to you, but what you actually need that fits your body, your weight, your height, and your comfort level. I'll teach you things about the way you sleep you never dreamed of.
Yeah, and I've learned a lot just from that whole experience. And the other thing, too, is if somebody buys a mattress there and they're not happy with it, you know, you'll work with them, right? Let's say I bought one and I come back in a week and say, dude, I'm still not sleeping worth the down. This doesn't feel right.
I'll put it another way. If you buy a mattress from us of a certain quality and higher, and you're not happy, and you don't come back for us to fix it, then that will piss me off. Okay? Don't piss me off. You bought a mattress. We presented the mattress. It should do what it needs to do. If it doesn't, because that's the one thing that we don't know. We don't know how you feel. I don't know how Fred feels when he's laying at home in the comfort of his own house with his pillows, in the air conditioning, whatever temperature it is. Once you find, all we ask is that you lay on this bed for 30 nights. If you're not comfortable, then you come back to us and we will fix it. A mattress, by the way, will not fix your skeletal issues. It will not fix your internal issues, meaning if, God forbid, you have some sicknesses or whatever. A mattress will spread your weight evenly from shoulder down to knee and make sure that your body weight is equalized on the proper surface. If that doesn't work for you because it will create body pressure points, you have to come back to us. If you don't come back to me, don't complain I didn't fix it because you didn't give me a chance. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
So the other thing, too, is you guys are so involved in the community with charity and everything else. I know you've done a lot of bed distributions after Harvey, and I know Rachel's involved in a bunch of things. So that's why I love doing business with you guys. It's not just the fact that you're going to put people on great mattresses at an affordable price. It's just you're also very involved in the community. And I know you got pretty excited about the Astros last year, and you've done a lot of stuff with Carlos Correa has been out there. You've right. had what do you think of the Astros
Alex
this year?
Bregman.
Yeah, Bregman, yeah.
You know what? I had a show with Bregman. I don't know how far into the season it was last year. I told him you're going to go all the way. And he was extremely humble as a team, I'm saying. And he said, well, you know, that's kind of tough. I said, you guys are going to go all the way. I never bet, by the way. I'm not a gambling man. So it's not a
Me
matter.
Neither.
Huh?
Me neither.
No, seriously. I never bet on you know, I bet on me. I don't bet on somebody else. But right. I really felt that they were going to win. And they won. Now, what do I think of the Astros? Anything that is a winning team and you have Houston next to it, I think is phenomenal. And the Astros, I think, are going to do really well. As long as they stay healthy, I think they're going to do real well.
Alex Bregman doesn't like us very much.
He doesn't?
No.
I'll talk to him. Nothing worse than, you know, making a skinny Jew angry. That's not a good thing. I'm talking about myself now. And by the way, talking about Rachel, she just fainted by hearing this. You know, whenever I tell her I'm a skinny Jew, she faints. But besides that, it doesn't matter who likes you, who doesn't. I like you.
Well, that's important enough. That's all that matters.
I don't like him.
Yeah.
You don't like him?
No.
No.
Not even a little bit?
Not really.
I don't blame you.
I have to work with him. It is what it is. But
you have a point.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not so much, Fred. I'm flexible that way.
Yeah. I'm old, so nobody likes old people.
I'm older than you. Shut up, Fred. What's
you guys are both
you?
Really old.
He's old.
You guys are both old.
He's much younger than us.
Much. Significantly.
You know, who the hell are you to talk like that to your elders? What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
I mean, you know, have a little respect for God's sake.
I respect you, sir.
Thank you very
much.
You
are very old, sir.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And you're stronger than me. I can't beat you, but I can make a phone call.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Yeah, I wouldn't make an enemy out of you, Vol.
No. I don't get physical. I make phone calls.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what are we doing now?
We're going to announce a winner.
Very good.
Drum roll.
Yeah. You know, his name's right there on your next to your right there where it says the winner is.
Okay.
Yeah. This guy gets to come out and get custom fitted for a mattress from Texas Mattress Makers, and you will love the whole process. And you can go to Katie or you can go to the original over in Navigation, which I pretty much drive by almost every day. Great location, great place.
No. I want the winner is Mr. Aaron Campbell.
Aaron Campbell?
Yes.
Who you said sounds like a really big guy.
A name like Aaron Campbell sounds like at least 6'2".
Okay.
High.
Okay.
Okay. About 36 to 40 inch wide at the shoulders.
Okay.
All right?
Sounds like Fred.
It sounds like Fred. But we'll see. You know?
I'm going to go with a little person.
You think so?
I think Aaron Campbell's a little person.
Okay.
Like a legit little person or like smaller than what you
all
think?
No, like a legit little person.
What's a legit little person?
Like a dwarf is what he's referring to.
I'm not allowed to use the M word. So.
You know what? Okay, no problem. If you're right, we're doing a TV show. Me, you,
and the little person.
And the little person.
That would be awesome.
Okay, but if he's big, there's a dead air time here. If he's big.
Oh.
Go ahead. Do something.
I have to think of something.
All right. Well,
we'll do a TV show with the big guy.
Okay, Fred is out, and I'm in.
On that note, if he's big, then Fred will do another Get in Bed with Fred.
No.
Okay.
And this time it will be, that will be the actual prize.
You know what?
He will spend a night in bed with whoever wins the prize.
With Fred. Okay. Yep. The chances of that happening, as even the winner is going to say, thank you, no thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody's going to want that. Nobody's even going to sign up for that. They're going to be like, no way, man. I don't have to spend the night with
No. Listen, Mr. Aaron Campbell, in reality, is going to learn what you said, and he's actually going to feel it. All I ask is once we finish fitting Mr. Aaron Campbell into the bed, and he has at least 4 or 5 months into the bed, to call you and tell you exactly what and how he feels.
Well, actually call into the show and tell people.
Yeah.
That's part of the deal, Aaron, for winning is after 30 days. Does that sound fair?
Yeah.
You got to call in the show and tell us what you think of the mattress.
Exactly.
Because if you don't like it, we're going to send you back over there.
That's exactly right. And only tell us the truth.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't sell anything. Just tell us the truth. I'm stuttering. I don't know why I'm stuttering, but maybe it's because I'm excited about meeting Mr. Aaron Campbell.
Yeah. You know what? This is one last story about this, but when we were out in Katy, and Drew, who's one of the people that works with us, was telling you that, I like this bed here. And you took one look at him and said, no, you want to try this one. And he walked over and he lays down on it and he's like, oh my God, I can't believe that. It's like, you just nailed him.
Oh, no, that young man.
Yeah,
the giant guy.
Huh?
The very large young man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's huge. He's got shoulders. The difference between his shoulder and his hip is about, sincerely, if you take a V measurement, he's probably 8 to 10 inches. He liked that firm bed because he thinks, like most people, by the way, that firm is good. Firm is not good. You know, firm is good for some people, but for most people, actually, it's not. Most people don't enjoy firm. They just think because it's firm, it's supportive. And because their grandmother told them if you lay on a firm bed, okay, it's going to be good for your back. In that case, don't buy a bed. Just lay on the floor and get it over with. You know? It doesn't work that way. So come and see me. I'm the mattress doctor. Really, I am a mattress doctor. You know, MD, mattress doctor. And I'll fit you into a bed properly. And like you said, Fred, if it doesn't work, come back and see me. We'll take care of it.
All right. That's Yuval from Texas Mattress Makers. Congratulations to Aaron. And Yuval, always a pleasure to have you in. And guess what? We didn't have to dump you this time.
You know what? That's the best part of doing this show, besides coming to the station and seeing the both of you, is the energy in this room is unbelievable. I wish everybody that's listening to us could feel the energy in this room, the positivity.
Well, there's like 800 people
have
in here.
I know. Yep. I mean, the warmth and the love and the giving that we have here. I mean, if I had a mic, I'd drop it right now and leave.
You know what that warmth is?
No.
I turned the AC off a couple segments ago.
No shit. You're dying here.
Yeah, you almost made it.
Oh, I spoke too soon.
You almost made it.
I can't say that?
No.
Sorry.
Oh, that's perfect.
Okay, well,
that's perfect. You know,
the little guy back behind the wall there, he hit the button. Did you
right
hit a button?
Yes, he hit the
did
button.
Did you save us, Jung?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Of course you did.
He's smiling. If not, he's crying.
That's right.
Now you made a liar out of me. I said, you made it through without cussing, and then boom.
I never curse.
That's my fault. That's my fault.
It's curse.
I blame myself for this.
Proper English. I'm a foreigner. I'm teaching you how to speak, for God's sakes.
All right. What do I have here, John? All right. I've got to tell you guys about Triangle Energy. There's a lot of energy providers out there. They're offering different things. They might say, oh, we'll give you free weekends, we'll give you free days, we'll give you a cash bonus. The list goes on. And you may have fallen for one of those offers, and months later, you find out you're paying a higher rate or there's additional fees on your bill, and no one wants that. That's not what you get with Triangle Energy. They keep it simple. The rate you see is the rate you pay. There's no gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. Just good, honest business from a good, honest company. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064 for TriEagle Energy.
Going
to
answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One last segment to go. Always fun to have you all in. But, all right, got to tell you about, what am I telling you about here? Tastemakers, April 4th, Silver Street Studios. Amazing cuisine from Houston's top restaurants with an open bar. And, man, open bar, $55, great food, Bun B.
Good times.
Go on there now, culturemap.com/tastemakers. Boom. That's it. We got time for Hoffman on Hollywood, or are we kind of done here?
We got about a minute and a half.
Yeah, I knew we didn't have time.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Sorry.
I kind of had the vibe about halfway through that segment.
Yeah.
That Hoffman on Hollywood was going to be canceled today.
I can't believe. I thought we were going to make it through the whole segment.
I feel like he just did that because you said that.
I think so too.
Yeah, he probably did because that's, you know. Because he to quote the I don't give a bleep, that's Yuval.
Yeah.
Because he don't give a bleep. But I like him a lot. always fun having him on. He's a character. There's no question. And, you know, as I've said, they do so many great things in the community, him and his daughter, and, you know, and all the people over there are just so cool. Lax, who, you know, I guess is now doing Katie. So if you're in Katie, go see Lax. He's great. All right. So Ken Hoffman, you know how he does those 10 questions? Has he done that with you yet?
No.
I guess it's my turn.
You're up?
Yeah, he sent me some questions.
What, you want to give us one of them?
Well, my first answer was going to be no comment to everything, so he'd actually have to write a column as opposed to, you know, do this. But, he's, you know, got some stuff about my background, but, like, my worst beat in gambling, he asked about.
Oh, I couldn't even think of it.
Oh, I know mine. I've talked about it before, that circuit event in New Orleans where I had the 10-9 of hearts and flopped 10-10-9, and I was five spots from the money in the main event. And in the circuit event there, only one guy at the table with more chips than me, and he'd been hyper-aggressive the whole time. And I goad him into an all-in, and I snap call, and he's got ace-jack. Ace on the turn, the guy next to me says, I folded an ace. Case-ace is ace on the river.
Oh, no.
It sent me into a spiral forever. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Stay sports, you bitches.
True.